USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As the open border policy of the Biden administration threatens America's sovereignty, the Supreme Court of the United States stepped in Tuesday, demanding the Biden administration reinstate President Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. The court voted 6-3 to reject Biden's desire to block reinstatement. Democrats criticized the MPP program, in which migrants were often forced to live in dangerous conditions south of the Mexico border. President Biden said Tuesday that over 70,000 people had been evacuated since the airlifts began on August 14th and that the United States and its allies were on pace to pull out of Afghanistan by the deadline. It should be noted a number of Americans remain behind Taliban lines and could become hostages if not extracted by the 31 August deadline. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday to advance key parts of President Biden's multi-trillion dollar social spending agenda. It was a partisan vote, 220 to 212. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The Rolling Stones have lost their drummer since January of 1963. Ken Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The man whose beats powered the music of the Rolling Stones has died. Charlie Watts, drummer of the group since 1963, died Tuesday in a London hospital surrounded by his family, according to a statement from his spokesperson. Watts' playing style was a blend of jazz, swing, and R&B that powered the Rolling Stones' blues-infused rock. Watts played on every Stones album and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the group in 1989. Charlie Watts was 80.
In 2014, with much controversy, Facebook dumped Messenger and turned it into its own application. Now, 7 years later, the company is reversing that action. Facebook says it started thinking of Messenger as a service rather than an application. Facebook has already integrated Messenger into Instagram direct messaging. Current plans are to only test the changes with a small number of users in several countries, including the United States. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As stranded Americans beg for help getting out of Afghanistan, the Biden administration's self-induced disaster with regards to withdrawing Americans and her allies from Afghanistan.
We are currently on a pace to finish by August the 31st. The sooner we can finish, the better. Each day of operations brings added risk to our troops. I've asked the Pentagon and the State Department for contingency plans to adjust the timetable. Should that become necessary?
Republican Senator from South Carolina Lindsey Graham tells Fox News the president has dishonored America.
It's the most dishonorable thing a commander-in-chief has done in modern times. Biden has signed the death warrant for thousands of Afghans who helped us. He's washing his hands of Afghanistan at our peril as a nation.
California Congressman Adam Schiff on MSNBC.
Well, I think the decision to get out is the right decision. This looks like a military planning failure, as to how we draw down our forces, how we evacuate our personnel.
An unidentified American in Afghanistan begs for help.
Yes, we are stranded. I am afraid for my life. Carol Miller, our congresswoman, and her team have been my only strength here. I really need our president to really consider this serious. We are in danger. We are in danger, Mr. President. Please help us.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.